This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Tommy Curran there with Mike Mayocco of NBC Sports Bay Area, I believe is what it's called. He's been a long-time Niners beat writer, beat reporter. He went on to say that there's some, you know, drawbacks, obviously, in the matchup, some obvious ones, which we'll get to here. But with all the injuries, and there are a lot of them, for the 49ers, key players up and down their roster, does that, I don't want to say level the playing field completely, because it certainly doesn't. I don't think anybody's going to call this a level playing field talent-wise, but does it get the Patriots closer to San Francisco from a talent perspective than maybe the 9.5, 10.5, whatever book you're looking at, point spread may indicate?
No, it doesn't. I mean, obviously Christian McCaffrey is a great player, so not having him out there, Hargrave, great player, Debo, sounds like he won't be out there. Those are really good players, but they have other really good players, and I know your first reason to be skeptical about the Patriots' chances is basically coaching. Like, he's not hurt, is he? I'm pretty sure his headset's going to sit on his head, and he's able to talk and call plays in Kyle Shanahan, so... No, I don't think there's this great leveling of the playing field. And certainly it hasn't shown in the books, like 10.5. I opened up my FanDuel. I wanted to see what it said. Still says 10.5 on my FanDuel app. So it's not like they're getting this influx of money on the Patriots. Like, everybody's like, wow, did you see those injury report for the 49ers? Like, it has not really affected anybody's belief that at San Francisco against Brock Purdy and Nick Bosa and Brandon Ayuk and Mason and Kittle. If anything, they've trended a little bit healthier maybe late in the week with the Kittle thing. So, no, it really doesn't. Other than the obvious, yes, they'd be a little bit better with a couple of these guys out there. It hasn't come close to leveling the playing field, because we know the Patriots, we have a project, by the way, a long-term project. Yeah, I don't know if we have. Do we have like an idea board we can put pins in or something?
Oh, yeah, my idea board, my vision board back at home. Yeah, sure. What is it?
We need to do the comparison, because Brian and I, during one of the breaks, were like, how many teams? We know the Patriots don't have a number one receiver. They don't measure up with number one receivers compared to basically anybody. And we know you can make an argument that a lot of teams have two receivers better than any of their one receivers. There's actually a lot of teams. We saw one in Seattle. In week two, we see one in terms of Houston. We see one in terms of Chicago that probably have a three receiver rotation that no Patriot could break into. So the comparison of wide receiver depth charts is a afternoon program, host one and host two long-term project we need to do, and just really put into like eye-opening simplicity how bad this receiving core is. Because I feel like the receiving core is kind of skating, because we're all paying attention to the offensive line and we're all paying attention to the quarterback question, and the receivers are just kind of going about their business doing nothing. And I know some people look, you see those next gen stats, you see the separation. No, I don't want to do that. I want to see production. I want to see actual getting open, catching the football, making plays, finding a way, and doing it consistently, not one-offs, which I saw all summer long on the practice field and the preseason field. So that is skating, and that's one area specifically, San Francisco. Do they have three receivers that no Patriot could match up with? I mean, they just had a guy catch a buck 75 and three touchdowns.
They might have four if you include Ricky Pearsall, too.
Well, that's true.
They might have four guys who are ahead of anybody you have.
And that guy got shot.
Yeah. Has Pearsall been good so far this year? I don't really know. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny because I know he's got shot. But
he hasn't played.
Yeah, he hasn't played at all, right? Okay, I didn't know if it... Because I remember when he was done, he was back at practice.
You say that was a dark
joke. Was running around. I mean, he was running around with... I don't know if he was practicing full on, but he was running around out there and didn't seem like it was, you know, that crazy to think he could be back this year. But
they
either
call
way...
his nickname the Bullet.
Yeah,
no.
Okay.
No.
Maybe not.
Wasn't that Bob the Bullet something? Wasn't there a famous receiver?
Yeah, there was an old Bullet guy. Tank
Bullet Bob Hayes.
Shot too. Yeah, Bullet Bob Hayes. Right, yeah. Right.
Bullet Ricky Pearsall.
Bullet Ricky Pearsall. Doesn't quite roll off the tongue.
Remember
the
Natural?
Way.
That was a problem for the Natural. That Bullet was stayed inside.
Right.
Ruined.
That's true.
Ruined
off the top of my head, the Houston Texans have a better three wide receivers than you do with Diggs, Dell, and Collins. I would say Seattle definitely does.
The Bears
definitely do, and when Keenan Allen's healthy, and maybe even when he isn't. The Bucks probably, after Evans and Goodwin, who I don't even know is next after that. McMillan, maybe, that rookie they drafted, like he's pretty good.
Okay, but Kendrick Bourne might be able to break into that mix, although I don't know if
could
we
break
include
into
Bourne?
Maybe he could. Yeah, I don't know, he's not playing.
He's not on the roster, he's not active. He is inactive, he's not an option right now, so if you disclude him, could DeMario Douglas? Yeah, I don't know. But
I'm not sure about that.
This is how eye-opening it is. People say they need a number one receiver, but they don't have any receiver that can break into some team's three receiver sets.
I said Philadelphia, maybe. Jahan Dotson's their third guy they just got from Washington. His ceiling, I think, could be better than any guy you have, but he hasn't hit it yet.
Yeah, Dotson's been a disappointment so far. He was a disappointment in Washington, but that's another guy who, you know, is the type of guy that the Patriots have been drafting. Like that's sort of what they've been doing. They've been overreaching on these guys in the first and second round, and they end up being kind of Dotson-like disappointments. You know, like that's a good example of that. I don't know if he'd be the exact same. Situation if he was on this team, and sometimes guys are better in different schemes on different teams with different quarterbacks. Like all that's true, and all that certainly matters. But there were plenty of wide receivers who came here in New England, got drafted, and couldn't do anything with Tom Brady as their quarterback. So you know, the rising tide doesn't always lift all the boats. The guy does have to have some talent. They have to be able to function in the scheme that they're in, and the quarterback has to get them the ball. All of those things, I think, are lacking here in New England when it comes to these wide receivers. It's just the talent may or may not be there. We'll see about, you know, Polk. We'll see about Baker. I say so far, I haven't exactly been blown away by either one of those guys. The offensive line's not giving them enough time to get open, and the quarterback's not getting them the ball. Other than that, I'd say everything's great with the wide receivers. But yeah, so far it's been a struggle.
That's 617. Why my game plan is to run the ball. When you're done doing that, run it a few more times, and maybe it's time to think about adding a fullback to the mix. Did you hear Jerod Mayo talking up fullback? Today and how hard it's to defend a team that has a fullback, changes everything, use check, he's out wide, he's in the back. Hey, Jerod, maybe that's an idea for your offense. Get a fullback, baby.
I like how it's so hard to defend the one team in the league that uses a fullback. It's like, yeah,
that's
you know,
a lie.
The Niners, for example, have a, yeah, there's like two other ones, but like seriously, like that's,
Chargers,
if it was so hard to do.
Guy.
If it was so impossible, then don't you think the rest of the league would have caught on by now instead of phasing the entire position almost all the way out of the league, which is what's happened here over the last 10 years, 20 years, I'd say.
Genius often walks alone, just like me.
That's true. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. All right, without any further ado, let's get to it. It is time to take a good, long, serious look here at the San Francisco 49ers with this week's edition of the Scouting Report. All right, we start our scouting report like we do every Friday with what happened last week. And last week, the Niners fell to 1-2, a bad loss to the Rams. They led that game. The Niners did 21-7 in the third quarter, and then the Rams had a huge comeback late in the game. It was a big game for Juwan Jennings, as he had, as you said, a couple touchdowns, 175 yards through the air. The Niners, Rams, and Arizona Cardinals all 1-2 to start the year, but I think out of all of them, the 49ers, by far, are considered the biggest disappointment to start off, maybe in the entire NFL, the biggest disappointment in the league right now.
Yeah, you did Tom Brady's top five earlier. The fact that the 49ers aren't in it at this point in the year
is a problem for the four. They should be a top five football team. I'd probably say the same thing about Philly. But the 49ers that we're specifically talking about, that's a team with Super Bowl aspirations, a Super Bowl roster, and an injury here or there should not derail that early in the year. And it shouldn't certainly lead to, wasn't exactly 28-3, but you have a multi-score lead in the second half against an undermanned division foe. Like, they're down their two best receivers, and you're letting them come back against your supposedly very good defense. That's a bad divisional. It's a divisional loss, and they happen, and we know they get weird and all that crap, but that's a bad loss for them.
Yeah, it really was, and one that I think is going to be part of the motivation for them this week, whether or not they're in their own heads or not, or whether or not the injuries are enough of a problem for them that it ends up really permeating it is another story here, but I think that that is something that could.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rear its head. All right, that was what happened last week. This offseason for the 49ers was an interesting one. They lost a bunch of guys up front. Gregory out, Chase Young out, Eric Armstead out. They drafted Ricky Pearsall, who, as we just mentioned, got shot and hasn't played yet. Their second-round draft pick was a defensive back named Renardo Green, who has barely played all that much. Really what this offseason was about for the 49ers was drama. It was drama with Trent Williams, drama with Brandon Ayuk. Both of those guys ended up getting paid, and that is put the drama to the side for now. But if you believe some of the beat writers out there, 49ers got the hot seat turned all the way up, ownership does, on both the GM, John Lynch, and the head coach, Kyle Shanahan, for spending all this money and having this big expensive roster and having not won a blessed thing since, since the old days there. So that's where they're standing with that right now. Thoughts on the Niners offseason, Andy?
So do you think, so we saw an underperforming Bengals team that had a very drama-filled offseason, not just with Jamar Chase or T. Higgins, but also remember Trey Hendrickson was in on that on the defensive side of the ball. Now we have the 49ers, who had a drama-filled offseason, sort of these contract issues, the I, me type stuff, which I'm not criticizing the guys. They need to look out for themselves and get paid, and that's modern football and business and whatever. But do you think those directly correlate to some of the best teams in football or projected best teams underperforming to start the year?
I think it could, for sure. The big difference, obviously, being that the Bengals did fix that situation with Jamar Chase. Or not, they didn't. The Niners fixed their situation, and the Bengals hadn't fixed their situation yet, is what I meant to say there. That was still out in the open. There was still, you know, kvetching going on. He was pouting on the sideline. That was the whole thing. I mean, that was the whole thing with Chase. Ayuk and Williams got paid, so...
Right,
that drama should be over with.
They didn't take part in a lot of stuff this summer. Like, I just think, you know, as Gerard Mayo says, he says you get better at football by playing football. You also get ready for playing football by playing football. And a lot of these teams had a lot of players that weren't really playing or practicing football all summer, probably not a surprise that you then go out and don't play very good football to start the year. Brandon Ayuk is off to a very slow start. Very, very slow start. So, and I don't know how well Trent Williams is or isn't playing. I bet you Trent Williams, I'm just going to, sight unseen, say Trent Williams is not playing as well as he has in the past.
Yeah, I mean, he's been the best tackle in the league for years and years, so I'd say it's, I don't know, I haven't watched a lot of Niners games or watched the O-line play that much, but it seems like, all in all, I mean, they haven't been, they've been the most disappointing team in the NFL so far, and that's with their good players playing, and, you know, you could say McCaffrey's out and Samuel's out, but with the rest of these guys, they should be better than 1-2. All right, players to watch for me, Fred Warner. Best, one of the best middle linebackers in the game. Hufanga, the safety. Jennings, the wide receiver who had the big game last week. And, of course, Mason, the running back, are the main guys, I think, that are going to be on the top of everybody's whiteboard of who to watch out for on the defensive side and who to try and target on the offensive side. Who are you going to be watching for, Andy Hart?
Ayuk, I find this matchup interesting because of the trade. Part of that drama was the trade he could have had to New England and the whatever $100 million offer he could have had from New England and all the guaranteed money. Now he gets off to a slow start, and he's also just due. When you look at what he did last year, the numbers he put up, he's an all-pro caliber wide receiver who's not playing all-pro caliber football right now. I don't believe he's banged up. He hasn't had one of those holdout hamstring injuries or something that sometimes derails early seasons such as this. And you got Christian Gonzalez removed from the injury report. Yep. So maybe you see Christian Gonzalez on Brandon Ayuk, something we could have seen on the practice field for the next 5 years, but instead we'll see it on the game field. I think Brandon Ayuk probably has a pretty good day. We've seen receivers have good days against this secondary over the last couple weeks. If I were forced to wager, I think I would take a Brandon Ayuk over or a Brandon Ayuk anytime touchdown.
All right, that's fair. I think I'd probably be looking that way, too. Former Patriots or 49ers who are on either team, all of them are on the Patriots. There are no former Patriots on the Niners. There are three former Niners on the Patriots. Can you name them?
Are we counting Bourne?
We are counting Bourne.
Okay, we got Bourne.
Kendrick Bourne, Ron. That is correct.
Kendrick Bourne. Probably can't name the others, then.
One of them is a... they're both... one of them is special teams. One is another player on the offense. The special teams, once you give it away.
Special teams from the 49ers?
Mm-hmm. I have a guess.
Go ahead.
Joey Sly?
Joey Sly is correct.
He's a sly guy.
He's a sly guy. And the other one, any guess, either one? Another offensive player? Anybody have any ideas? It's a new player on the team this year.
KJ Osborne, no.
Jamichael Hasty. Jamichael Hasty.
I would have never guessed him.
Played for the 49ers.
I just look at him as like this weird replication or something of Ramondre Stevenson. I just see the number, and it's like, is that 38 or 39? I see dreads. He's a little bit littler. Is this like, what was that, duplicity? No. What was that with Michael Keaton, where they kept reproducing Michael Keaton and each version got dumber? And
Oh, yeah. What was that movie? Multiplicity, maybe?
Multiplicity. Yeah. That's what I think of as Jermichael Hasty. He's like a multiplicity of Ramondre Stevenson.
Yeah, and then there was the really dumb one with the goggles and that hat. Like, that was pretty funny. Yeah. I enjoyed that movie. I haven't thought of that movie in a long time. Good pull right there. Very good. All right, the all-time San Francisco 49ers, New England Patriots, played for both teams' team.
Tully Bantakin.
My quarterback, Jim Plunkett, with Jimmy Garoppolo backing him up, I'd say. Brian Hoyer, you could throw in the mix there as
really
well.
Really put together a nice quarterback depth chart.
Yeah, I guess.
None of them can really play, but you got a bunch of them.
At running
Jim
back,
Plunkett
Mark
was
with
a
the
good
C,
player.
He was, not so much for the Patriots, but eventually he was when he got to a place where he could spread his wings a little bit. On his third team, by the way, you know, it's not like he jumped from the Patriots right to the Raiders. He had the Niners in between.
Yep.
And then he got good with the Raiders and finally ended up winning there. So interesting career arc there. You don't see that much anymore. Not much in the way of running backs. You got Travaris Cadet and Mark with a C. Edwards.
Mark Edwards.
Put as the lead back there. Yeah, Mark
nice.
Edwards.
Nice.
And your wide receiver room, pretty good. Randy Moss, Brandon Lloyd, Kendrick Bourne, tight end, Russ Francis. You got a nasty D-line. Ted Washington, Fred Smirlis, Garen Veeris. I would not want to go up against those guys. And there you go. That is the all-time Pats Niners team. And we close it out like we always do with your thoughts on the city of San Francisco. Have you been there recently, Andy? Any thoughts on the Bay Area and San Francisco?
Haven't been there recently and have heard from Lou Maloney and others talk about how, and some friends that went out there for a business trip, how bad it is, how much it's gone down the crapper, and just not safe, abandoned buildings, just... Because I used to think it was a really, really nice city. Like, I enjoyed San Francisco a lot, whether it was... I went out there in college and stayed for like a couple weeks with a buddy, then just trips out there, going to Giants games. But from what I understand, it is not a very nice place to be right now.
Yeah, I haven't been in a long time. I used to go. I had friends who lived out there, too. I had a friend who lived in Oakland and two friends in San Francisco. And I used to love going out there. And I haven't been, so I can't back up what everyone's saying about it. I do feel like a lot of times those things get exaggerated. Like, you know, you're in one bad part. Like, if you're down in Massachusetts in Boston, you come away with that thinking, this place is gross. And look at all that. You know, look at all this stuff going on here. I don't know if it's like that. San Francisco's tiny. I mean, that's the other thing, is that it's a very, very small place and not a lot of square footage there. And you got Oakland right across the bridge. I don't know if they do or not.
Still hanging out down by Fisherman's Wharf?
The Oakland Coliseum closed up. You see all those people crying last night? All the media people? Everybody was very upset about that.
You see who wasn't crying, though? Ricky Henderson. He's got too much money to be sad.
That's true. Didn't bother Ricky. There you go. All right, that is our look at the San Francisco 49ers, the city of San Francisco, and the all-time Pats 49ers team, which is okay, not great. I wouldn't say it's one of the stronger ones, but there you go. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We've been going Patriots all day long. Literally, it's been Patriots front to back, nuts to butts, and we're going to take a break with that and do a little Celtics talk because Jaylen Brown is ridiculously jacked. I mean, that's really the only way to put it. Like, I have not... He looks like Adrian Peterson, honestly. Like, he's about as big and bulky as any player in the league, as any NBA player, period. Forget about any Celtic or anybody else. I mean, you've seen these pictures. They are jarring. So we're going to get to that and a little bit of Celtics talk right after this.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.